were in the market for a car, so you found the car on Craigslist.
Yes.
The sale.
I handed her $2,600 and she counted it.
Did you sign the title over to her? Yes.
The surprise.
It wasn't titleable. I said, I need my money back, and she says, I ain't got it. I'm like, I just dropped you off. How ain't you got it?
And the scam.
How do you support yourself? I don't have an answer for that.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Shonda Knorr is suing Courtenay Davis for scamming her on the purchase of an SUV.
Order. All rise. This is case number two on the calendar, the matter of Knorr versus Davis.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. You folks have a seat, please.
Ms. Knorr, does your claim that Ms. Davis scammed you out of $2,600 for a car you want back?
Yes.
Ms. Davis says she didn't scam you out of anything. You never gave her any money.
I did.
That's what you're telling me.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were in the market for a car.
Yes.
On what date and how did you find Ms. Davis's car?
On August 24th of 2013, my husband Phil and I were looking for a car for my dad, and we found her on the Craigslist.
So you found the car on Craigslist?
Yes.
Where do you live?
In Finneytown, Ohio.
And where was the car located?
In Finneytown, Ohio.
Year and model of the car?
2000 Ford Expedition.
Do you happen to have the ad?
No, I do not.
Do you?
No, ma'am.
Do you recall what it said?
My husband does.
Mr. Knorr, what did the ad say?
Again, it was a 2000 Ford Expedition. It said garage kept, was clean. It listed all the details.
No, tell me what you remember it said. 2000 Ford.
2000 Ford Expedition.
Garage kept.
Mm-hmm. For $3,000.
Now, were you selling on August 24th, 2013, a 2000 Ford Expedition?
Yes and no.
What do you mean yes and no? Did you have your contact information on a Craigslist ad for a 2000 Ford Expedition?
Yes, ma'am. It also
that
said
be
that
a yes, ma'am.
A salvage title, gave all of the particulars for the car.
Did you have your name on a contact ad from Craigslist for a 2000 Ford Expedition?
Yes, ma'am.
Did the ad say it was garage kept?
Yes, ma'am.
What else did the ad say?
That there was...
Look at me.
That there was one owner, that there...
One owner?
It was a company car from my ex-husband.
No. You didn't go into that whole thing because that you don't put in a Craigslist ad. You say one owner.
One owner, garage cap, salvage title, the mileage. Just
did it say salvage title?
Yes, ma'am.
Did it say salvage title?
No, it didn't.
Oh,
we went to buy it.
No way. No way. No way will I believe that unless you can show me the ad.
I can show you the title that I gave
to Shonda. No, the ad.
Well, that was in August. I don't have the ad, but it clearly said that.
Because let me tell you why I don't believe that you wrote salvage title. If you write, according to, and I believe you, what you said when you said one owner, garage kept, salvage, one owner, garage kept means this is a pristine car. That's what it would mean. One owner, 2000, selling it in 2013, but it was garage kept by one owner. Why would you write salvage title?
So that the purchaser would know and understand that it had to be inspected and that the car is
baloney.
In pristine condition.
Baloney. Yeah, baloney. You didn't write in salvage title.
It is true, and that's definitely what I wrote.
You didn't write in salvage title. I don't believe that. Yeah, didn't happen. In any event, that's not what this is about, really not what it was about, because ultimately, you purchased the car for $2,600. You gave her the $2,600. Mm-hmm. You withdrew the money from your bank, and
yes.
I assume you have.
I got my receipt.
You have your bank statement that shows that you withdrew
$2,600. $2,700, because I give her $50 extra because I was supposed to buy it the day before, but I worked at the post office too late. And I inconvenienced her, so I said I was being nice by giving her $50 extra.
Okay, so you withdrew the money from the bank, and that would be on August?
27th.
And she signed the title over to you on what date?
August 27th.
And you never met her before?
No.
One owner garage kept, and she doesn't know you from a hole in the wall?
No.
So you want me to believe, Ms. Davis, that you signed the title over to them, because she's going to show me where she withdrew the money. Because you made a deal for $2,600, that you signed the title over to her, gave her the car, because I read your answer, and she didn't give you any money. That's what you say here, that she never gave you any money.
She didn't give me the money. She
no, just a second. I said, that's what you want me to believe.
Well, that's
that
what
this
happened.
Total stranger withdrew the money from her bank, came to you. Are we following each other, Miss Davis? Came to you, you signed the title over to her, gave her the car. She drove off in the car, and you did that, and she didn't give you any money.
Well, that's not what happened.
Just a second. Let's take it one thing at a time. Did you sign the title over to her?
Yes.
On the 27th of August?
Around about there, yes.
Did they take possession of the car?
No.
So you kept the car?
No. Shonda and I took it to the tire place. Shonda wanted to put tires on it and have it inspected and do some other things. So by good faith, and at that point, we had spoken several times over the phone and in person. They came to see it, test drove everything. She understood that the car had to be inspected. She paid for the inspection. I have the paperwork here. And so it went to the tire place.
Just a second. Did they ever have, she or her husband, ever have possession of this car without you in it?
Yes.
So that I am correct. They had possession of the car with a title in their name.
No.
Without the title. I thought you told me that you signed the title to them.
I signed the title. I gave it to Shonda. After we went to Applebee's, we ate, we had a whole conversation. She went to the BMV to switch the title and do the inspection. I have that paper where she paid for the inspection, and Shonda and I went to have the car inspected. It didn't pass inspection. At that point in time, I have a message also from Phil saying that he checked their account, the money hasn't posted yet, and he'll let me know what's going on as far as paying me for the car.
I have that. I'd like to see that.
That was 2 days before.
There's this, and then...
Just a second. Bird, would you also take what they have over there?
This is my withdrawal on that date, and here is the bank statement where I withdrew $2,700 on that day, and I got text message.
This is on the 26th that she said this, that the money hadn't posted, but
that's
this is
husband.
On the 27th.
On the 27th, she didn't give me the money. The money still
Well, that's what you're
there.
Saying. That's what the dispute is. Did you give her the money?
Yes, we met at Fifth Third Kroger across the street from where I put the tires on because the plan was for us to meet there. I handed her $2,600 and she counted it, and I give her $50 extra. Then she drove the car to tire discounters across the street so we could put $800 tires on so my dad would have a dependable car. Then I took her to Applebee's. Then I took her home, where I took her to her grandma's house, because she takes care of her grandma. And then I was going to be gone 15 minutes, went to the title department.
Now, you gave her the money.
Yes, yeah, she's
she
got
gave,
the cash.
Listen to me. You got the title.
I did, yes.
You put new tires on the car.
Mm-hmm. I have proof.
She's with you. Listen.
Okay.
She's with you.
Yes.
Then you went to Applebee's.
Mm-hmm. Was there for about an hour and a half eating.
Then you took her to her grandmother's house.
Yes, because I was her ride home.
Then you went to motor vehicles.
15 minutes away and realized then that it wasn't titleable. And I called her at 2:03, right after I dropped her off, and I said, this is not titleable. I was in tears. I said, I need my money back, and she says, I ain't got it. I'm like, I just dropped you off. How ain't you got it? So I had to go plan B and get the salvage title because I've already been through this before.
Now what happened? Fine. We're just going to stop right there. Tell me your version of what happened. And maybe you're an actress on the side.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because right now, where's the car?
The car is sitting in my driveway.
It's your house?
Yes. Shonda and Phil had the car for a long time.
How long is a long time?
At least 3 weeks. I have pictures
okay.
of the car. The
I don't
car.
Care. I don't care. Right now, you have the car.
Yes, ma'am.
Because they couldn't title it. I'm going to make this as simple as I can. You couldn't title it. You have the car back.
Yes.
Now, you're going to tell me your version of the story and why you would give a perfect stranger the title to the car and the car with no money.
Because with Shonda taking it to the car place to have tires and have it inspected and do the other things she wanted to do for her dad, I figured if she's going to put money into making sure the car is repaired, which has to be done in order for the title to be transferred, and to do the inspection, that they were going to actually pay me for the car.
I don't believe a word you're saying. Judge for the plaintiff for the amount of $2,600. Your counterclaim's dismissed. Goodbye.
Thank you.
What is our excuse? Step out.
Shonda didn't pay me for the car, and I gave it to her on good faith because she had put money into it.
I did give $2,600.
I gave her the title.
Why would I put $800 tires on a car that's junk?
It's a transaction gone bad.
I'm not going to let dishonest people cause me not to trust anybody else.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Kincaid versus Wallace Brown. Step forward.
Jovana Kincaid is suing her landlord, Yolanda Wallace, and her son's girlfriend, Taylor Brown, for vet bills after Yolanda's boxer attacked her Maltese.
Miss Kincaid, that's a really cute little puppy.
Thank you.
Really cute. And okay.
Okay, yes. She's good. Doing very well, thank you.
It is your claim that the defendant's dog bit your dog and you had vet bills that were well over $3,000 and you believe that she should be responsible for those vet bills. Who's the owner of the dog?
I am.
Okay, you're Miss?
Wallace.
You were walking the dog?
Yes.
Are you related to each other?
I'm her son's girlfriend.
And you were walking the dog that day, so you weren't there?
No.
Why don't you sit down? If I need you, I'll call you.
Okay.
Were you walking your dog?
No, I wasn't, Your Honor.
Who was?
John Speckman was walking my dog.
Why don't you sit down?
Okay.
What's your last name, sir?
Speckman.
Mr. Speckman, why don't you turn the puppy over to her mother? Please stand up here, Mr. Speckman. This isn't the only dog you were walking. The plaintiff has two dogs.
That's correct.
So you were walking both dogs, and they're two small dogs.
Yes.
Had you walked them before?
Oh, yes.
On what date did this incident occur?
February 8th, around 5 p.m.
And these are two small dogs. Sometimes they have hearts like lions, though.
Yes.
That's a little Maltese?
Yes.
Had those years and years ago. They're sweet dogs, but they're yappers.
Yes.
I remember those yaps.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did your two little dogs bark at the bigger dog?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's natural.
I know Maltese.
Yeah.
Fearless.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. John Speckman says he was walking his girlfriend's dogs when a boxer being walked by 20-year-old Taylor Brown attacked them.
Okay, and it is your claim that in an unprovoked attack, Miss Wallace's dog that was being walked by Miss Brown bit your puppy.
Yes,
or your
that's
girlfriend's
correct.
Puppy. Tell me what happened.
Well, actually, it was walking the dogs along the boardwalk, came back, went towards a garbage can on the corner to dump some little duty stuff, and then had passed another neighbor's dog, which is a bigger dog, too. There was no issue. I continued then to turn around.
When you passed the neighbor's dog, the other neighbor's dog, there was no issue. I want you to think very carefully. Did your two little dogs bark at the bigger dog?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's natural.
I know Maltese.
Yeah.
Fearless. Okay, but you kept going.
Yes.
It's like I was there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There are good things and bad things about getting old.
Okay.
This is one of the good things. So, now you pass one neighbor's dog and no incident.
None.
The one neighbor's dog didn't respond, the bigger dog didn't respond to either one of your two yappers.
None at all.
Great. What's next?
Well, I actually then turned back around from that garbage can, started walking towards where we live, which is on the landlord's property. I did pass their sidewalk. Now, I'm on the main walk. Dogs are both on my right-hand side.
And your dogs are leashed?
Both are leashed, and I have a double leash.
Careful, careful, careful. Careful, careful, careful. Are those the leads that you were walking with on February 8th?
Yes.
Not retractable ones?
No.
Okay, so pick up and let me see how much slack you had for each dog. I don't think so. Are those the leashes?
That's the two leashes, both dogs.
I'm asking you, Miss Brown.
I don't remember what leashes they were.
Okay, go ahead.
So I continued to walk, and as I passed their sidewalk to entryway for the landlords, I saw a young lady here with the bigger dog on the stoops. Now my two dogs are barking and yapping, and I'm still walking as I'm going past. That dog was pulling her, as I saw it, that fast and leaped towards the dog, which grabbed sideways, and JoJo happened to be the outside dog.
So she was sitting, her dog was leashed.
Yes.
And as you were passing, your dogs were yapping.
Yes.
And the dog lunged at your dog.
Correct.
That's
and
not
bit
true.
Your
That's
dog.
Right. On the side, so sideways.
That's not true.
And incurred vet bills. That's what the vet bills are for.
Right.
Fortunately, the dog's fine. You want to tell me what your version of the events, if they're any different?
Yes. I went out on that day, same time, late afternoon, and I went across the street, as we usually do, and she went to the bathroom, and we walked around the block, and then I was still on the other side of the street of our house, and I noticed John and his two dogs walking towards the front, and I waited until he left, and then I crossed the street when I could no longer see him, and I was on the first steps of our entryway and with my dog tightly leashed next to me, and then I saw him turn around, and then I noticed my dog upset, and then he kept walking, and he asked me if she was friendly, and I said no. I said no because...
No, look at me. Don't look down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your two dogs have passed another dog, and not every dog is going to be the same. Some are friendly, some are not. So if your dogs are doing the yappy, you pick them up and you hold them and move on.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. John Speckman says he was walking his girlfriend's dogs when a boxer being walked by 20-year-old Taylor Brown attacked them.
Go ahead.
My dog was tightly wrapped next to me, next to my hip.
Well, that's pretty much what he said. I mean, yeah. Slightly different. He said you were holding the dog. The dog was close to you and lunged forward.
My dog never lunged.
Well, it did because he actually bit the dog.
No, his dogs were lunging towards my dog.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. His dog got bit. Now, let's say I believe everything you say.
Okay.
You have no case against them. They're not insurers of their dog. The dog was leashed, was within her control. Your dog was leashed, allegedly, and I'm not so sure about those leads on a small dog, within your control. Your dogs were barking, and I know how they bark at the dogs. They bark and they sort of go up to them. Mm-hmm. They go towards each other. They're not static. They don't stand by your side and bark. I know. I've had them. I still have them. Different ones, but the same little dogs that think that they're lions. She's not an insurer of the safety. If you saw a big dog, and you said she was holding it tight to her side.
No, I was holding it tight to my side.
No, I don't believe you were holding your dogs tight to your side. Sir, I don't believe that. I believe that.
I've had German shepherds, ma'am.
You know what they do.
I have German shepherds, and I've controlled German shepherds, which also take two hands. This young lady had two hands to try to hold on to that dog, and that dog was pulling her into those
dogs. Then you should have picked up your dogs.
That happened that fast.
Pick them up. If you saw a dog and you had some question about it, and you already knew that your two dogs had passed another dog and were yap, yap, yapping, doing the yap, yap, yapping thing, not every dog is going to be the same. Some are friendly, some are not. So if your dogs are doing the yappy, you pick them up and you hold them and move on. And if they were yap, yap, yapping at her bigger dog, and the dog was leashed, she's not responsible for the altercation.
That's not true.
She's not. She's not an absolute insurer for her dog. You can't be an absolute insurer for your dog, as long as you're doing the right thing. She was doing the right thing.
No, she wasn't. By the way, she mentioned something about trying to warn me.
No. I don't believe that. I'm saying I believe everything you told me.
I did.
I'm saying I believe everything that you told me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, she's not responsible.
The leash.
Goodbye.
No, Your Honor, please. Could, may I show my evidence?
You have no evidence.
Yes, I do.
You have no evidence.
Excuse me. I have photographic evidence.
Just a second. I believe everything he told me. Listen to me. I believe, Ms. Kincaid, everything your witness told me.
The leash.
I believe
is...
Quiet. Listening ears. You don't have to show me any. I believe him.
I believe him. He said he was in control of the dog.
I believe.
He said she was
I believe
not in
everything
control.
That. No. His being in control is a legal conclusion. I believe the facts. As he indicated to me that both dogs were leashed, he had an opportunity on two occasions to pass two large dogs with two yappers, and he knows that they're yappers, and he knows that some dogs are friendly and some big dogs are not. So if he's walking the dogs, so they've already concluded doing the business that they were out there to do, he should have had the listen, stop shaking your head.
I disagree, I'm sorry.
I don't care whether you disagree. To Your pick them up and keep them safe.
No,
that's what you would
I
do
never
with a child.
Dogs.
Goodbye.
No. Your Honor.
On his excuse, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I ran over something. I didn't even hit his car.
You have somebody who witnessed it?
Yes, I do.
This miraculous new witness popped up. Perjury is not a nice thing, sir.
Next Judge Judy.
He was in full control of the dogs. The defendant was not in control of her dog.
That's not true at all. She was under my control, by my hip.
It happened so fast, it was very upsetting. I grabbed both dogs. I had one dog in the air while this one was in the other dog's mouth.
His dog's lunging at my dog, and then my dog just grabbed it.
JoJo's doing excellent, but my bank account is a lot smaller because of this vet bill.
I'm so glad JoJo's okay.